it's really cool because in the last year or so, since you've been here last, I think I've had 3 amens during the service and things like that. So we are really getting there. But you know what? It's not about our style of worship. We just worship God. And whether we worship God in our heart, whether it's outright, whether you're Cindy over there, watch her. Anyway, she's like almost bouncing around out of the aisle over there. And James, you got to keep like tying her down there. That's all right. But I loved it. I have thoroughly enjoyed, and I have thoroughly enjoyed a little bit getting to know Christian and Himana. Am I saying that right? No, yes, very good. And just getting to know them and what they're doing. And the last time that we went out to dinner with them, they shared their testimony and where they're at in their journey with their church and with their lives spiritually. And the whole time they're sharing with me, I had trouble listening. Because I kept thinking, if only we could all hear this. If only we could all hear their story. We hear a lot of testimonies. Man, you did an amazing job this morning again. That was just incredible. And I'm glad it moves you thinking of those stories. Because we need to be moved sometimes. Because God created our emotion. He created our joy. And He created our fun. He created our sadness. And so I love to see and experience and hear emotion from the front. And even though we've been taught not to do that, all right, it's okay. It's pretty cool. But I was sitting there listening. I did listen to you when you were talking, but I'm thinking, I wanted to reach in and record them, you know, and bring it back and share it. So way better than that is bring them here to share their story and where they're at. When they're done, and whatever time we have left, whether it's a lot or a little bit, it doesn't really matter. We're going to have communion. We're going to take communion and just really enjoy communion with them and enjoy communion with God. But Christian, Himana, you guys want to come up, and I guess you'll use these microphones. And every week we try to have someone up sharing their story. Come on up, sharing their story, their testimony and stuff. And so I'd like you guys to be able to share. I know you knew this was coming, but and you have something planned. But I love the heart. I love it because they came to us as missionaries, you know, and because the United States isn't doing its job well. You know, and I think we're doing that in Pine Grove and surrounding areas now. But to have these guys working in Harrisburg and to just have some interest in the church is really cool. So thank you so much for coming.
Thank you. Cuando escuchaba a esta chica su testimonio,
when I listened to her and her testimony,
dentro de mí quería saltar.
I just wanted to jump.
Porque la siguiente generación está recibiendo el evangelio.
Because next generation is receiving gospel.
Al igual que ella, también yo crecí en una iglesia así como ustedes.
Same as her, I born in a church like you guys.
Donde todos eran cristianos.
When everybody was a Christian.
Donde mis tíos eran cristianos.
My uncles were Christian.
Mi abuelo era cristiano.
My grandparents.
Por lo tanto, sabían mucho del Señor.
So I knew a lot from the Lord.
Pero yo creo que Dios me tuvo que salvar dos veces.
But I think God needs to, He needed to save me 2 times.
Primero, tenía que salvarme de mis pecados.
First, He, of course, He needed to save me of my sins.
Pero Dios me tuvo que salvar de la silla de la iglesia.
But also, He had to save me from the chair of the church.
Muy cómodo.
Because that was really comfortable.
Toda la gente tiene tu misma fe y tu creencia.
Everybody have your faith, your beliefs.
Pero en un momento Dios tocó mi vida.
But in a moment God touched my life.
Y a los 17 años.
And when I was 17 years old.
Mi hermano mayor sufrió un cáncer, leucemia.
My older brother, he had cancer, he had leukemia.
Y yo dije, la vida es corta.
And I said, life is so short.
Y hace más de 20 años atrás.
And that it was 20 years ago.
Con no tecnología ni nada.
There's no technology, nothing.
Solamente me arrodillé y dije, Señor, yo quiero pedir tu milagro.
I only kneel and I said, God, I just want a miracle.
Y yo te voy a seguir.
And I said, I will follow you.
No sé a dónde, no sé cómo, pero yo lo hago.
I don't know where, I don't know how, but I'll follow you.
Y los doctores encontraron que yo tenía que dar mi médula ósea.
And the doctor find out that I can be a bone marrow donor.
Y tengo una cirugía bien grande aquí
atrás.
So I
have a big surgery in the back.
Y esa médula sirvió para darle vida a mi hermano.
So that bone marrow helps to give life to my brother.
Él se sanó, está vivo.
He was healed and he's alive.
Tiene hijos.
He had kids.
No podía tener.
They said that he couldn't have kids.
Pero él tiene familia.
But he has his family.
Y yo puedo entender y saber dos cosas muy bien de Dios.
And I can understand two things really well from
Necesito
the Lord.
Entender más.
I need to understand more.
Pero sí sé que Dios sana.
But I know that He heals.
Y sé que Dios provee.
And I know that He provides.
Y eso soy testigo con mi esposa.
And we're witness with my wife.
De que Él siempre es fiel.
That He's always faithful.
Me casé con Jimena.
I married Jimena.
En el año 2000.
In year 2000.
Y mientras yo estaba trabajando.
And in the meantime I was working.
Y tenía un casco blanco y lleno de tierra y todo
And
esto.
I had my white helmet and I was full with dirt.
Y Jimena siendo manager.
And Jimena was being a manager.
La vida no puede ser esto.
I said, life cannot be this.
Teníamos de todo en Chile.
We had everything.
Un buen seguro médico,
we
todo.
Had a great insurance, everything.
Y Dios nos muestra que teníamos que ser misioneros en Estados Unidos.
And then God showed us that we had to be missionaries here in the United States.
17 años atrás.
17 years ago.
Cuando nadie hablaba de misiones. Aquí.
When no one talks about missions right here.
Cuando en Estados Unidos envían misioneros.
Because in the United States you guys send missionaries.
Entonces yo digo, Señor, esto está no es correcto, no entiendo.
So I said, I don't understand, this is not right.
Aparte que es un país pero extremadamente caro.
Besides, it's a really expensive country.
Para poder hacer misiones.
To do missions.
Y dije, yo no conozco gente.
I don't know anybody.
No sé nada de inglés.
I don't know English.
Y ustedes lo pueden ver en mi... En mis canciones.
And you can, you know, listen in my songs.
Mi acento todavía no es bueno.
My accent is not really good.
Y decía, Señor, no puedo, no sé qué hago.
And I said, I don't know. What am I going to do?
Pero si tú me llamas.
But if you call me.
Vamos a ir.
We will go.
Le dije a Jimena.
I told Jimena.
Y no se demoró, pero ni un minuto en decir, yo también estoy de acuerdo.
And she didn't even wait one minute that she agreed with that.
Martín tenía dos meses de edad.
Martín, he was 2 months old. Martín, raise your hand.
Ajá. Y ahora mide más de 6 pies.
And now he's just 6 feet tall.
Y él es misionero por obligación.
He's missionary because he was obligated to be a missionary.
Pero nos vinimos.
Then we came.
Una iglesia pequeñita abrió las puertas.
A small church opened doors.
Y el pastor tenía mucha fe.
And the pastor, he had a lot of faith.
Y dijo, no tengo dinero.
He said, I don't have money.
No tengo casa.
I don't have house.
No tengo seguro médico.
I don't have health insurance.
No tengo ni siquiera una iglesia.
He said, I don't even have a church.
Un edificio.
Like the building.
Pero si el Señor lo llama.
But he said, if God is calling you.
Ustedes entonces tomen un paso de fe.
Then you have to take a step of faith.
Y nosotros dijimos, nosotros sí vamos a ir.
And we said, okay, we'll go.
Y después dijo, ¿están seguros?
And he said, are you guys sure?
Y nosotros sí, nos vamos.
We were, yes, we're going.
Y no sé cómo salió la visa religiosa.
I don't even know how we have a religious visa.
Porque fue en el tiempo más difícil.
Because it was in the hardest time.
Fue cuando cayeron las Torres Gemelas.
It was when the Twin Towers. Were attacked.
Entonces no era fácil llegar y ir tocar la puerta y decir quiero venir a Estados Unidos.
So it wasn't easy just to go and knock the door and said, hey, I want to go to the United States.
Y ellos dijeron, okay, sí, venga.
So they said yes.
Y nosotros nos quedamos mirando.
So we just start looking at each other.
Y nosotros decíamos, nosotros solamente somos líderes de alabanza, nada más.
And the only thing that we said, we're worship leaders, that's all.
Y él dijo, okay, listo, venga, bienvenido.
And the guy said, okay. Welcome.
Y era Dios así, abriendo todas las puertas.
So it was God just open every door.
Y cuando llegamos,
and when we came,
la iglesia podía darnos $200 al mes.
The church was able to give us $200 a month.
Eso era nuestro salario por más de un año.
That was our salary for over a year.
Y llegamos aquí a Lebanon.
And we came to Lebanon.
Aquí a 30 minutos de acá.
Like 30 minutes from here.
Un pueblo que necesita a Dios.
A town who needs God.
Y ellos estaban orando por ese, o sea, los pastores estaban orando por un líder de alabanza.
The pastors in the church, they were praying for a worship leader.
Y nosotros estábamos orando por Lebanon.
And we were praying for Lebanon.
Y ya ese pastor, yo nunca lo vi en mi vida.
And I never saw that pastor in my life.
Lo conocí en el aeropuerto.
We met him just at the airport.
No sabíamos nada.
We didn't do anything.
Solamente fue decir... Tú nos llamaste, Señor.
So the only thing that we said, God, you call us.
Y me agarro a ese llamado.
And I grab myself, I hold on to that call.
Nuestra familia, sobre todo mi familia, no estaba de acuerdo.
My family, especially my family, they weren't, they, They didn't agree.
Porque estaban preocupados.
Because they were worried.
Y yo le decía, simplemente ora por mí.
And I said, just pray for me.
Y nos vinimos.
So we just came.
Y llevamos más de 14 años en este país.
And we've been here for 14 years.
Y fue la mejor decisión de nuestra vida.
And it was the best decision of our lives.
No tenemos lujo ni nada.
We don't have any luxury. Is that how you say it?
No sabemos si el próximo mes tenemos soporte o salario.
We don't know if next month we're going to have support or salary.
Nuestros hijos han tenido mucha necesidad de doctores.
Our kids are sometimes have a lot of need of doctors.
Y Dios siempre coloca una persona.
And he always puts someone.
Martín tenía que colocarse unos tubitos aquí en el oído porque sufría de infección.
Martin, when he was little, he had to have some tubes in his ear because he had a lot of infections.
Y los doctores nos dijeron eso sale $5,000.
And the doctor said that's going to cost like $5,000.
Y yo no hallaba qué hacer.
And I don't know what to do.
Y nosotros dijimos quisiéramos pagar como pudiéramos, somos misioneros.
And then we said to the lady, we want to pay how we can because we're missionaries.
Oh, dijo, ustedes son misioneros.
And she said, oh, you guys are missionaries?
Dijo, déjame hablar con los doctores.
And she said, let me talk to the doctor.
Se demoraron.
So it took a long time.
Yo orando.
I was praying.
No sabía qué hacer.
I didn't know what to do.
Y la señora dice, bueno, dijo, hablé con los doctores y va a salir todo gratis.
And then she said, oh, well, I'll talk to the doctors and it's going to be for free.
Ese es el Señor.
So that's the Lord.
Que responde a la oración.
They answer prayers.
Y si Él te llama,
if he calls you,
no tenga miedo.
Don't be afraid.
Si ahora tú sientes que tienes un llamado,
if you feel that you have a call,
es lo mejor que te puede
that's
pasar.
The best thing that can happen.
Pero no se preocupe de los detalles.
But don't worry about the details.
Que son importantes.
They're important.
Pero la historia no termina ahí.
But the story is not ending there.
Ese pastor,
that pastor,
que estaba en Lebanon,
then he was in Lebanon,
pidió ayuda para comenzar a hacer algo en Harrisburg.
He asked help to start something new in Harrisburg.
Dije, bueno, yo quiero acompañarlo, yo quiero manejar, él es muy viejito.
And I said, well, I'll go with him, he's an elderly person, so I'll drive for him.
Y nos metíamos al downtown de Harrisburg.
And we used to go to downtown in Harrisburg.
El Carlos, que toca la trompeta, él vive por ahí.
Carlos, the one who played the trumpet, he lives, you know, in that area.
Para los que a lo mejor no saben, Harrisburg está en el top 10 de crimen.
So for all those you don't know, Harrisburg is in the top 10 of crime.
Y asesinato.
And murder.
Y nosotros íbamos para allá.
And we used to go there.
Y en más de alguna vez los policías nos detuvieron.
And more than one occasion, police stopped us.
Y me tenían que revisar.
And they had to check everything.
Y yo decía, pero si yo voy a del Señor, de Jesús,
I'm, you know, from the Lord, you know, I follow Jesus.
Bueno, ya después de la segunda vez ya me conocieron.
Well, then the second time they knew who I was.
Pero que estábamos en los lugares difíciles.
But we were in the difficult places.
Y sin saber.
Without knowing.
Este pastor comenzó a mentorearme.
This pastor started mentoring me.
Así como secreto, así.
In a secret.
Porque yo le decía, yo no quiero ser pastor.
Because I said, I don't want to be a pastor.
Lo mío esto, esto es lo mío.
My thing is just, you know, to
déjame,
play guitar.
Déjame
just
aquí, yo estoy feliz.
Leave me here, I'm happy.
Y él, pero no importa que el Señor.
And he would just keep talking to me
la necesidad,
about the Lord and the need.
Que es tan lindo estar con las personas.
That it's so beautiful to be with people.
Y después de más de un año.
And then after a year.
Dios coloca ese sentir en mi vida.
He put that feeling in my life.
Y le dije a Jimena.
And then I told my wife.
Dios me llama para ser pastor.
God called me to be a pastor.
Y Jimena me mira con así una cara.
And she was just looking at me and she put like a huge face.
Y miró para el lado.
And she just looked all the way.
Así como que no quería ni siquiera verme.
Like she didn't even want to look at me.
Y no hablamos por 6 meses acerca del tema.
And we did not talk about the subject for 6 months.
Y yo dije, está bien.
And I said, it's okay.
Porque no es mi trabajo, es del Espíritu Santo.
Because it's not my work, it's the Holy Spirit work.
Que no cambia las personas. Usted no cambia las personas.
You don't change people.
El Espíritu Santo lo cambia.
It's the Holy Spirit who changed them.
Ahí está la respuesta.
And that's the answer.
Okay, ahí está. Y un día Jimena me dice, Dios me habló.
So one day Jimena said, God talk to me.
No puedo quedarme con esto.
I cannot, you know, keep this.
Y yo creo que también es nuestro próximo paso a tomar.
And I believe this is the next step that we can take.
Y no es fácil.
And it's not easy.
Porque ya llevábamos 7 años en esa ciudad de Lebanon.
Because we were for 7 years in Lebanon.
Y es difícil hacer amigos.
And it's very difficult to make friends.
Tu familia espiritual.
Your spiritual family is there.
Como que ya estás haciendo otro tu network nuevo.
So your network is new.
Y es lindo.
And it's beautiful.
Y de repente Dios nos dice, en el 2010 comenzamos.
And then in 2010, God said, okay, you're going to start over here.
Y no conocíamos a nadie.
We didn't know anybody.
Y comenzamos sin edificios.
So we start without building.
Sin presupuesto.
With no budget.
Y con un estudio demográfico.
And with a demographic study.
Que me arrojaba cero.
That it gave me zero.
Porque Dios me mostraba otro lugar para poder comenzar.
Because God was showing me another place to start a church.
Porque en el downtown hay muchos hispanos.
Because in the downtown there's a lot of Hispanic people.
Pero eso no quiere decir que quieren vivir ahí para siempre.
But that doesn't mean that they want to live there forever.
Y Dios me estaba mostrando, preocúpate de los que se van a quedar y van a estar más afuerita.
And then God was telling me, just take care of those who they really want to change and they want to have roots.
Y decía, pero si en este vecindario no hay nadie.
Because I said, in this neighborhood, there's nobody here.
Están en el downtown.
All of them, they're in downtown
Harrisburg. ¿Cómo le explico a la gente?
How can I explain people?
Y Dios me mostró la vida de Moisés.
And then God showed me Moses' life.
Que el pueblo no estaba de acuerdo.
That the people, they didn't agree.
Que tenían que caminar.
That they have to walk.
Y era el único que tenía la palabra.
And he was the only one that had the word.
Y él fue obediente.
And he was obedient.
Y Dios lo bendijo.
And God blessed him.
Eso nos pasó.
So that happened
Tuvimos
to
us. Que tomar muchos pasos de fe.
We have to have a lot of step of faith.
Y fue de esta manera que comenzamos a conocer a personas como José.
And it was in this way that we started meeting people like José.
Que es impresionante.
That is amazing.
Que lo que tú sabes
de
la Biblia.
You know from the Bible.
Ellos no saben nada de la Biblia.
They don't know anything.
Solamente saben que existe Dios y hay una iglesia.
They only know that there's a God and there's a church.
Y es por eso que es mi ánimo esta mañana.
And that's why this is my encouragement to you.
Así como esta chica que está entregando su vida para que la gente conozca a Dios.
The same way of this girl, she's given her life so that people can know the Lord.
Es impresionante que hay personas que no conocen de Dios en Estados Unidos.
And it's amazing there's so many people here in the United States that they don't know about God.
Por lo tanto, como yo te dije, yo creo que Dios provee.
Like I said, I know he provides.
Dios sana.
He heals.
Y Él está salvando personas.
And he's saving people.
Yo no soy el mejor evangelista.
I'm not the best evangelist.
No
person.
Me cuesta hablar en inglés.
It's hard for me to speak in English.
Pero un día tuve que hablarle a Carlos que él es 100% inglés.
But one day I had to talk to Carlos that he speaks English.
Y él me entendió todo el mensaje.
And he understood all the message.
Porque Dios te prepara.
Because God prepares you.
Él coloca las palabras correctas.
He put the right words.
Él te va a usar.
He will use you.
Hay, pero tanto ejemplo en la Biblia.
There's many examples in our life.
De gente que no sabía cómo hacerlo.
That they didn't know how to do it. There's a lot of example in life that people doesn't know how to do it.
Y fueron obedientes a Dios.
And they were obedient to the Lord.
Mi ánimo para ti.
My encouragement to you.
Es que abras tu corazón.
Is that you can open your heart.
El evangelio no es tan solamente recibir el mensaje el domingo.
The gospel is not just receiving the message on Sunday.
Es también compartirlo.
It's also sharing it.
El evangelio también tiene que ver con que no es tan solamente lo que yo recibo.
The gospel is not what I receive.
Se termina y se completa cuando tú lo entregas.
Gospel is complete and is finished when you share it.
¿Usted quiere compartir algo? Algo de nosotros.
Mm-hmm. Bueno, I'll say it in English. I'll say it in English.
Thanks.
Are you going to translate?
No.
Well, I have to say, God is just surprised. Every step that we give, He always surprises and everything. One of the things that it just made me think, how can not worship you when we see his hand all the time? And there's just so many miracles that happen in our lives that I don't even know which one to choose to say. But for example, We had to, not long ago, we were living in the community, it's a church who is helping us with a building. We can use their facility to have our services. But they actually moving, and they had a house, and we live in that house for how many years?
4 years.
4 years that we didn't have to pay anything. They just cover all the bills, and so it was good because we were able to bless all the people. And that house, many missionary people came. We feed a lot of people. But it was the same way that God was blessing us. We wanted to bless others. So there's a lot of people who went through that house and stay for weeks or months, and it was a blessing. But then they had to sell the house, and they just put the sign on a Friday night. I was driving with my mom to women's meeting, and then when we came back, we saw the sign. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, they're selling the building. And that means that I had to get out of there. So the pastor said, it's okay, don't worry, it's going to take a year, so you still have time. But it was something in my heart that God was telling me, no, you have to start looking now. And I'm like, all right. So I said to my husband, no, we need to look now. So we start, you know, looking houses. I call a friend that she's a realtor. So she's helping us. And then I said, we have to go to the bank first to see if someone were going to, you know, lend us money. So we have this lunch with friends, and they, you know, start asking what happened with us, what's our life, what are we going to do? And I said, well, after we finish here with you guys, we're going to go to the bank because we need money to buy a house, and we don't even know if the bank actually is going to give us money. So, and we knew that eventually we're going to need $7,000 for the closing costs and, you know, all the inspection, everything that you need to do for the house. And these people, just not even knowing, the check was already made. It's not even like that person grabbed the check and he started making it. The check was already made. And when he gave it to us, it was exactly $7,000. And I was like, I started crying. we were eating and everybody was just staring at us. But I couldn't contain myself because I said, how did they know all this? And then we went to the bank, and the bank said, yeah, you guys have great credit scores, so yeah, you can just go look for a house. We look everywhere. There was nothing in our budget, and I was like, oh my goodness, what are we going to do? And then the pastor said, guys, when are you guys going to move? Because we have our closing. It was like a month later, and we were like, oh my goodness. So we thought that we found a house. Everybody was like, yeah, this is the house, you know, yeah, we're going to put an offer. But our hearts were like, I don't think this is the house. We went home, and I was like, I'm done. I'm not doing anything. And then I started arguing with God, and I'm like, God, we need a house, and there's nothing here. And then my husband, he called me, and he said, look at this. And he showed me the house. He showed me pictures, and it was recently updated. It was like a couple hours ago, they update a house, they drop the price and the range that we want it to be. And I call my agent and I say, can we go and see the house? And she said, yeah, let's go tomorrow, first thing in the morning. So we went. We opened, and we didn't have to do anything to the house because the lady who lived there, she has such a nice taste. And I'm like, oh my gosh, the walls, everything. And the floor was new. The floor in the kitchen, that we had granite in the kitchen. I'm like, God. I was like, thank you. But, and then my husband, as soon as he saw the house, he didn't even finish to see the house. And he said, where do we sign? So we signed for the house. And then we find out that the lady was for Hershey Evangelical Free Church, and she was praying to sell the house to a Christian family. She had another buyer, and they were doing everything, and then this lady that is going to buy the house, she backed down. I don't know what happened. And suddenly, The owner of the house, she started freaking out because she really wanted to sell the house, so she dropped the price. It was, the house was 120, and then she dropped the to 100, which that's what we wanted. And we did everything. When we went to the closing, even the real estate, she said, I know you guys. And we were like, really? From where? And she was like, I think my daughter have a mission trip in El Faro in Lebanon. And she said, oh my gosh, my daughter loves you. And then we start talking, and then she realized that we were Christians. So then she shared this with a lady that owned the house. So everything was just fall in place. Everything that we were asking, God provide every single detail. And the house is so beautiful. I have a backyard. The boys are happy because we didn't have a backyard before. And they love soccer. So it's just to see his hand in our lives, it just made me think, I mean, I need to worship even more. Not just because of the things that he has done for us, but it's just the fact that whenever we realize that he is the God of all, and that he is our Father, that he wants to cover us, that he wants to take care of us, that he wants to provide for us, that he wants to bless our lives. When we realize that, when we worship him, he just, everything falls in place. And I'm really, really grateful.
Nuestra iglesia tiene 14 naciones.
Our church has 14 nations.
Yo creo que el 80% son nuevos creyentes.
And I believe 80% of the church are new believers.
Están recién aprendiendo las cosas hermosas.
They're just learning beautiful things of God.
Y están tratando de cambiar todo su estilo de vida.
And they're trying to change the whole style of life.
Hay personas que me dicen, pastor, este es el primer año que estoy haciendo mi impuesto de la manera correcta.
And a lot of them say, pastor, this is the first time that I'm doing my taxes in the right way.
Y otro que me dice, pastor, yo ya la inspección del carro lo hago donde tiene que ser.
And others, they said, the inspection of my car, I do it where I need to do it.
Porque reconocen que ellos tienen que cambiar.
Because they recognize that they need a change.
Ese es el evangelio.
That's the gospel.
Que está cambiando generaciones.
Gospel who's changing generations.
Está trayendo salvación.
That is bringing salvation.
Y tratamos de entendernos.
And we try to understand each other.
Ahora tenemos el desafío de aprender portugués.
So now we have the chance to learn Portuguese.
Porque está viniendo gente de Brasil a nuestra iglesia.
Because we have people from Brazil in our church.
Y no los vamos a echar.
And we're not going to tell them to go.
Así que decimos, bueno, aprendamos.
So we're going to learn.
Nosotros no tenemos miedo.
We're not afraid.
Sabemos que el Señor nos está mandando.
We know that God is sending us.
Y si Él está con nosotros,
and if He is with us,
tenemos la victoria.
We
asegurada.
Have victory.
Si
secure.
Él está con nosotros,
if He is with us,
Él siempre va a abrir camino.
He always would open ways.
Siempre cuando hay desastre.
And everything when there's a disaster.
Siempre Dios por último levanta uno.
God always just lift just one.
Y
sometimes.
Yo nunca pensé que era yo.
And I never thought it's going to be me.
Que somos débiles.
That we're weak.
Estamos aprendiendo.
We're learning.
Pero Dios puede usar a cualquier persona.
But He can use anybody.
Dios me salvó de la silla donde usted está sentado.
He saved me from the chair.
Es muy lindo.
It's beautiful.
Pero ¿sabes qué?
Do you know what?
Hay gente que necesita escuchar el amor de Dios.
There's people who really need to hear about God's love.
Y yo estoy orando para que esta iglesia siga con ese corazón misionero.
And I'm praying so this church continue that missionary heart.
Muchas gracias por este tiempo.
Thank you for this time.
Y que Dios te bendiga.
And may God bless you.
Couldn't have said it better myself. We're going to take, Abby, come on up. And you guys that have volunteered or been asked to take communion, if you'll head over around that way, over to Bob over there, he'll get you started handing that out. And right before we take communion, as they're handing out, I just want to share one set of verses in Mark chapter 10, 17 to 22. And I know we could just go right into communion now, but we got to give them a little bit of time to get ready. But Mark 10 is a really interesting thing, that a story. As Jesus started on his way, a man ran up to him and fell on his knees before him. Good teacher, he asked, What must I do to inherit eternal life? And Jesus asked him, why do you call me good? Jesus answered, no one is good except God alone. You know the commandments. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not give false witness or false testimony. You shall not defraud or honor your father and mother. This guy that came talking to Jesus was a good church person. He was a good chair person, okay? He sat there and he went to church all the time and he was a good guy. Did all these kind of things that made him, he was a good godly man. And Jesus asked him, and he said, teacher, he declared, all these things I've kept since I was a boy. And Jesus looked at him, I like this, and this is so important. Jesus looked at him and loved him. One thing you lack, Jesus said, go sell everything you have and give it to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. And then come and follow me. And at this, the man's face fell. He went away sad because he had great wealth. I just want to pull a couple little things out of that. This guy was a good person. Just he could sit in here and he would just look like the rest of us, good people. But God has the ability to look at a heart and look past that good stuff on the outside and all the laws that he had. And God looks at his heart and he says, I'm glad you're in my church. I'm glad you're in my house. I'm glad you're sitting there on my chair. But there's when I look at your heart, I see one thing. And because I love you, I'm going to tell you something hard. There's one thing I'm looking at that you could do a little better. He saw the size of money and the size of things in his life. And he says, you kind of have another God before me. And God gave him a chance. And what I'm thinking God does, God tests people's hearts sometimes. The Bible looks on it. I got other verses where Satan tests hearts. And Deuteronomy 13 says, the Lord your God is testing you to find out whether you love him with all your heart and with your soul. It is the Lord your God you must follow, and him you must revere. Keep his commands, obey him, serve him, hold fast to him. I think it would be a really good time. We've heard an amazing testimony of a couple that did something that most of us would never do. I hope God never asked me to go to a Spanish country and learn Spanish and Portuguese and all these other kind of things. I know he could do it. He hasn't asked me to do it. I'm glad. But if he did, would I go? And see, I think all of us, we see little areas where God's saying, you're doing amazing. And it's not like he's not satisfied. He loves us. And he says, but there's this one thing I'm asking you to do, but you're afraid to do it. You think you can't do it. You think you're too weak. You think that you can't overcome this in your life. You think you can't obey in this area. And God looks at your heart. And it's because he loves you, he says, this is what I want you to do. Will you be willing to obey me? Will you be willing to take these tests and these trials and obey me? When Abby's done singing the song, we're going to take communion together. And I want you to think and I want you to meditate. Listen to the words of this song. But is there an area in your heart, God, saying, this test, this trial is for your own good because I love you? And let's pray and we'll have communion. You know, we all want the easy way. I do. I'd much rather have the easy way. And sometimes I don't like the way God communicates because he'd always communicate the way I'd like him to communicate. I'd like it to be nice and simple and I'd like it to be pain-free. But we got to understand God is a great God and God loves us beyond anything. And one of the things we want to celebrate this in communion is that greater love has no one than this, that he laid down his life. And I know it says for his friend, but we weren't even God's friends when he laid down his life for us. We were his enemies. We were dead set against him. We were born sinners. And see, God called Jesus to die. And we know that when he was in the garden, it wasn't that he wanted to. It didn't appeal to him to die. He would have much rather stayed up in the upper room. He said, God, not my will, but yours be done. And I wonder sometimes with God's tests and trials and these things in our life, if God's really saying, I know you say you love me with all your heart and soul and mind and strength, but do you love me? If you love me, obey my commands. If you love me, just little by do what God's called you to do. Just do whatever it is that God's called you to do. And that's what God said to Jesus. And this was Jesus' test. Are you willing to lay down your life for these people that will kill you? Are you willing to lay down your life for them? And I love in Luke 22, when the hour came, Jesus and the apostles reclined at the table, and he said to them, now this is the hour when he's going to die, and he said to them, I have eagerly desired to eat this Passover. It just, see, that's, I eagerly, do we eagerly desire to obey God? We just had an amazing example of it this morning. Just, I eagerly desire to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I tell you, I will not eat it again until it finds fulfillment in the kingdom of God. And he, after he'd taken the cup, he gave thanks and he said, this cup, take it and divide among you. For I tell you, I will not drink again from the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. Then he took the bread. And he gave thanks that he was willing, that he gave thanks that he could die for us. And he took it, and he broke it, and he gave it to them, saying, this is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. And as you eat this, thank God that he got up off that chair for me. Same way, after supper, he took the cup. The cup represents the blood of Christ, his entire life. Probably God will not call you, probably, to give your entire life. He may call you to give it up. Everything you know, everything you think, everything you've been trained for, he might call you to give it up and go into an area that you are completely uncomfortable with. He may call you just to love someone you're completely uncomfortable with. Maybe to share the gospel with a young person or somebody you're complete. I just love that. You were just, it was way out of your comfort zone. But God, I'll do it. I'll obey. I don't know what it is that God's calling you to do. We've been looking at a lot of things we're called to add to our life. Whatever it is God's calling you to do, are you willing to do this? He took his life. In the same way after the supper, he took the cup, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, the new promise that I love you, and that from now on, my death will cover your sins. This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Lord Jesus, I thank you for this morning. I thank you for the great songs, the river of life that flows from the throne of God, that we as believers in Christ, Christ followers, are able to partake of. And we will be there someday forever and ever. But right now, you've called us to do the jobs that you have prepared in advance for us to do. And Lord, you communicate to us. You're as close as our own heart and minds, and you communicate with our hearts, and we try hard not to hear it. We try hard to make excuses. I do. But God, I pray that we might hear and answer the calls that you do in our life, the things that you've equipped us for. I thank you that you answered that call of God and you went to the cross for me. I pray that we might have more to life than just hear. That we might take our jobs and our families and make them count for all eternity in whatever it is you call us to do. Thank you that you set that example. I pray that we might honestly love you with all our heart and all our soul and all our mind and all our strength. I pray that we might not be hiding that one area from you. And will you point it out to us, Lord? Help us to give that to you. Thank you that you gave all for us. You're an amazing God. Thank you so much for this morning. In Jesus' name, amen.